We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from Pittsburgh, where the Buffalo Bills have set up shop this week in their joint practices with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And joining us in our Pittsburgh studio is the defensive backs coach for the Buffalo Bills, Coach Donnie Henderson. Coach, thank you very much for doing this. How are you holding up this week down here?
Well, Murph, thanks for having me. I'm holding up pretty good.
It's an interesting setup. You guys spent a lot of time in the bus and obviously working in the hotel, but some people think that sort of disruption of the schedule might benefit your players.
Well, I think it does. I look at it a little bit. I was making a joke about it. It's like going to a bowl game.
Yeah.
You know, you're on a bus. Next thing you know, you're at facilities. You're back here at the hotel. You're eating. You're on a bus. All those things that you do in college.
And so far, you've had the one practice. You're practicing again tonight with the Pittsburgh Steelers. How do you think your guys held up last night?
Well, I think as a team, I think we did a lot of good things. As a secondary, there's a whole lot of things we need to work on. Overall, I think they competed. They took our concept and tried to play them. So overall, I was excited.
What is the benefit as a position coach like yourself to going up against another team as opposed to the last 3 weeks of mostly practicing against your own people?
Well, as you know, we've been practicing against each other for 3 weeks, and it gets tedious.
Yeah.
When you get to go up in your opponent, at least you get to find out different route combinations, how receivers release, the patterns that they're trying to run. So it gives you a little bit of an advantage. When it comes down to the season time, you've already seen a different type of opponent.
A couple of your players, I think it was Aaron Williams, told us yesterday that your team had looked at the Steelers' preseason games, and it's not a game plan situation, but just what, familiarity for the most part.
Well, actually, what I wanted to do is I looked at when we played them last year. And then when I went back and looked at some of the preseason, just to see if they were running the same type of concepts. And we found out that they hadn't changed much. So it gives us an idea of how we're going to play our concepts against their routes.
You know, we were talking on our show the other night about the benefit of this, and it seems to me a lot of it from a coaching standpoint would be that you can create the situations that you might have to wait and see in a preseason game. You can create offense, defensive situations.
No doubt about that. And that's what you want to do, is be able to create something that before it happens so you've seen it at least once or twice.
And that requires some coordination with the Steelers, right? I mean, you have to say, we're going to do this, can you do this, et cetera.
Well, I'll tell you what, we just play football, a little give and take. You know, we try to simulate practices as we do it. But when it's all said and done, you just got to play football.
Coach, I want to ask you a little bit about your group, your defensive backs group, and the progress that you made from a year ago and what the next step is. You had guys who really, you know, had their best years, Leotis McKelvin, Aaron Williams. What targets do you have for in those two in particular? What targets do you have for them this coming?
Well, I think the reason they got better last year is because they worked hard at it. And like I said to them this year, if you want to even achieve more, you're going to have to work even harder. So I think the biggest thing for them is going to be repetition and making sure they can see things before it happened. Last year was, you know, they had to see it as it was happening. This year, with the experience, I hope they can see it before it happens.
It seems like Aaron Williams, maybe more than anybody back there, has embraced your style of coaching and taken to your style of coaching.
Well, I think they all have. I tell you what, as a group, they've all done exactly what I asked them to the best of their ability and without even any hesitation, really.
Aaron is a guy who delivers big hits, which is a necessary component back there, right?
Get the ball. Let's get the ball. You know, Aaron is a very physical type of player, and I think that's his game. At the same time, he can go cover, as we well know, different receivers and tight ends. So I think the benefit to him is when we switched him is for him to become more comfortable, and I think as he keeps playing, he becomes more comfortable.
On Leotis, who's always been of my favorites, and is one of the, I always say whenever the Bills take the field, Leotis is one of the best athletes on the field every day. But you brought out something else in him last year. Tell me about bringing him along and what you saw in him when you got here and what you were eventually able to get from him.
You know, the only thing him and I talked about when I got here is he was always in great position as a defensive back. And what I mean by that is he always looked at the man as he went down the field, never saw the ball. And I said to him, if you really want to become better at your craft, try to get your head around sooner so you can see the ball. You're fast enough. They're not going to run past you. You have great athletic ability as it gets down the field to play the ball. You just got to give yourself a chance. And I think that's what he's done. That's the biggest thing we've done.
Do you think coming from the smaller school background maybe is one reason why Leotis took a couple of years to get up to speed and be the corner that he's now become?
You never know. I tell you what, though, what you do know is he was a top corner at that time.
Yeah.
And he's still going to be a top corner. You don't find many athletes that can run and jump and cover guys, got great foot quickness and tackle from small schools like that and come to this big arena and play. His value is still there.
Stephon Gilmore, who's career was sort of derailed early on last year, and then by the second half of the year when he was healthy, had the cast off, began to play like the player he is. What's the next level? What's the next step for Stephon?
Confidence. You know, getting back to who he was before he got hurt. You know, what people don't realize, when you're a defensive back and you play with your hands and your feet, when your hands is a most critical part of the laying routes and putting your hands on receivers, when you can't do that, it's hard to move your feet. So, you know, your hands and feet work together. So right now his biggest thing is getting back to using his hands, moving his feet, and getting back to his confidence, because he's pretty good now.
I wonder if you can tell me about the other safety position. It's Denoris Searcy, Duke Williams. Maybe you can kind of indicate what you feel about each of them and the strengths that they might bring to that position.
Well, you know, Denoris is one thing about him. He's got experience, and he got better last year as he played. He needed to play. You know, some people talk about reps. I talk about playing time. And he got better with playing time, understanding what we were trying to do schematically, having a situation where he knew in his mind that he had the confidence to do things. And that's where his value was. Now, Duke, on the other hand, Duke's a rookie. He still is. He's got to see it. He needs playing time. But one thing about Duke, he comes with a lot of confidence. And he's got that what you call it, that instinct that you don't even teach sometimes, you know, the intangibles of the position. So right now, I think we got three great safeties or three good safeties that need to be great.
What is the difference between, in your mind, between playing time and reps?
Well, you can get a whole lot of reps and never develop anything. you can take a lot of reps, but this playing time is what actually happens on the field when you're in the moment. And what I say about that, I think what people don't realize, you can play 60 snaps and only have 8 plays that affect the game. That's playing time. You'd have had 60 reps, but what did you do for the playing time that the reps was important? So you just got to have playing time. You got to be able to see it constantly. And, you know, the reps part of it, that's just the number. That's how I look at it.
We're with defensive backs coach Donnie Henderson, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from the Bills Hotel headquarters in Pittsburgh. I find Nickell Roby intriguing, coach, because obviously he's small in stature, and yet he makes plays, and it almost seems like he is more equipped now to make plays. Maybe it's just experience than he was a year ago.
Well, I tell you what, you're talking about what I call him as a football player. Very instinctive, loves the game, can anticipate, smart. All you got to do is tell him once. He don't make a lot of mistakes. And what people fail to realize, they see him as a small stature. He plays big, especially down the field. And in small area space, he's incredible.
What do you mean he plays big down the field?
Well, you know, at his height, you see defensive backs, as they get down the field, they disappear because they're 5'8". They're not 6'1", 6'2". Well, you got to be able to compensate for that some kind of way. Well, when he gets down the field, he really plays bigger. He can go get the ball. He can jump. And he has a lot of instincts.
It didn't, as I think about it last year, it didn't appear that there were too many, if any, instances where his lack of height cost him last year. Cost you?
Not really. There was a couple of times when the ball got on the perimeter and he lost his man down the field. But overall, he plays aggressive, and that's his style.
What sort of a role do you envision for Ron Brooks? What do you think of him?
Well, I tell you, Brooks is having a great camp. And one thing I've done for him is I let him just play corner. I don't have him playing a lot of nickels, so he's concentrating on playing the corner position. And I think for him, that's what's been the benefit.
And one of the big additions in the offseason was Corey Graham. Tell us about him, what he brings to your group, and how you see his role evolving over the next few
weeks. Well, he's an excellent addition. The one thing we call him, the old man, he's got a lot of experience. The one thing about him, he can play several different positions. And what I got to do now is make sure I incorporate him to the best of his ability and our ability. It's still a work in progress. The thing I've been doing with him is he's been playing corner, he's been playing nickel, playing a little dime, so I'm getting him. He's probably going to be my ace, jack-of-all-trades guy.
He's an old man. He's not 30 years old yet, is he? He's 28, 29 years old?
That's still old.
And your group probably is old in your room. And one rookie addition I want to ask you about, Ross Cockrell, who has had some flashes, I think, in preseason practices and even in some of the games.
I call him the finisher. There's one thing he always does, no matter if he's in good position or bad position, he always finishes the play. And I think that's probably because of wherever he played it. When he played at Duke, he had to learn how to do that. Very smart, instinctive, probably one of the most intelligent players I've ever coached.
How does that intelligence manifest itself? What do you see from him?
Well, it gives you an opportunity to think before it happens.
Yeah. And you see that happening with him?
Oh, absolutely. He's very instinctive. He can see it before it happens.
Coach, as we go through your depth chart, and we haven't talked about everybody, but it's pretty apparent that compared to where you were a year ago, you have some pieces to use this year. You have some depth that you did not have at your position group last year.
Well, I think we got great depth right now. it's going to be my job and their job to solidify where and how we get this thing done. But this group this year, and we talk about it, is more athletic than the last year's group. Maybe not as instinctive as it was, but very physical and athletic.
Is there a break-in period for some of these young players to your particular coaching style? You're very vocal. You can be critical, it seems, sometimes out there. Does it take guys a while to get used to that and to adapt to your style?
Well, we always say, don't hear the volume, get the message. And for me, what I try to do is just, I want to make sure it's crystal clear. And sometimes you have to get a little loud. I've learned over the years that, you know what, you can't be too loud all the time. So they understand. And again, we talk about the volume and the message. So once you get past that, we'll be okay.
And the last thing, Coach, the change in defensive coordinator this year, what has that meant to the back end of the defense? What has changed for you?
Well, I tell you what, Swartz has made it very easy for me to continue to coach this position. We're using some of the same terms, some of the same techniques, and overall he has allowed us in the back end really to not only continue what we've been doing, but to excel at it.
Coach, it's always a pleasure watching your work. That's one of the highlights of practice for me, to watch you coach up those guys. Literally, you can see you coaching them up.
Well, you've been nice to me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Donnie Henderson, defensive backs coach for the Buffalo Bills. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're with the Bills at the Wyndham Grand Hotel in Pittsburgh on Buffalo Bills Radio.